So now we're in the middle of Parakas, right, of the Maral, Gvuras Hashem. So in this, so what's one of the most important things that we'll take away from this is a beautiful idea, is he's going to tell us that there's so many levels of understanding within these words, that because you'll see how Chazal, they go back and forth in terms of the imagery, what's being conveyed here. So V'yesh lechol hadas, ki marazeh yesh lo panim harbeh. So this vision has many different faces, many different, you know, ways of understanding. The davars are timsa b'Torah harbe, and this is something in general that we'll find many times in Torah. Sheyesh davar sheyesh lo panim harbe. That things will have many different you know ways of understanding. V'chein ha'inya b'marazah, and this applies to this the bris ben b'sarim. What was going on here also has this applies as well. Because of how important this story is, so yeshlo panim harbi, it also has many aspects to it. So the fact that what he was seeing, a vision of animals, yeshlohem hara bifnei atzmo shahayamora al yisrael shiun nasim kamo elu dvarim. Right. So the fact that these were living. These are living beings, Bali Chaim, right? So that they have within it one understanding. Shahaya Mora Al Yisrael Shi Naasim Kamo Eludvarim Shehem Below Gidim Batsamos. So this idea that they had no bones, no sinews. Yamod Lahem Zechut Avram. So that everything will be boiled down to. And that what will stay for them is the zchus of Avram. V'zeb v'adai kasher ein Yisrael zechut atzman, az yamal lehem zechut Avram reishis hatchalasam. So the idea of like when you get it down to like the bare bones, right? So that idea of bare bones is this idea that when you strip everything away, what you're going to end up having is what ultimately stands for us when we really go down the drain is zchus of Avram and zchus of us. Because he is the beginning of, he's our beginning point. He called over Shahat Chalatov, Ikarotov. And so ultimately, because anything that has a good beginning and its core is good, Hine Yeshlo Takana Lahzeroto Lamalato Harishona. So since the basis of all of the Jewish people is based on Avram, which is this perfect goodness that's the starting point, right? So therefore, even if we fall to the lowest levels, we'll be able to return to back because of the starting point being good. So like the point, the idea is that we have to remember is that since we have a good this beginning that comes from an Avram Avinu that's so good, so therefore we always have the ability to come back and to have tikkun. And so therefore, the zchus of Avram will stand for us, right? It will be a point of giving us this, like something to stand on, and that it will be able to return us back like to the beginning, kivachila. But if we didn't have this good, like really positive, solid beginning, which is based on Avram's goodness, kasher chatu kfar hayu nevadim legamri chas v'shalom. So if we didn't have the underbelly of an Avram Avinu as our starting point, then if we would sin, then we would be completely wiped out. So like here we had a beginning. We talked about the idea why b'zchus what karbanos, because we're on a high level. Here he's saying something new, is that the reason what we have going for us on top of everything else is the fact that Avram Avinu is our beginning point. So when things go to pot, we still have that to bring us back. But if we didn't, God forbid, then it would be pretty bad when we go down to our worst levels. We don't have that that special starting point.
It's like the spiritual DNA that they talk about.
Yeah, correct. Right, but it's interesting how he's couching it here. He's saying that within this imagery, the fact that like in a certain sense the way, if you think about like going back to just the core image of what was happening at the Brisbane Reserve, he rips apart these things and like takes them apart. And so that it's like you're taking it down to the bare bone, yeah. And that it's taking us to where our starting point is to symbolize this idea of what he just said. And understand this. Right, so this things comes down. What is that? That's the our enemy that's coming to destroy us. Az vayoshav otam vayeshav otam Avraham. Right, and what it says that Avraham chased them away. So b'tshuva ki yachzur Yisrael, so that ki yachzur Yisrael b'tshuva b'shvil Avraham. Right. So what? So what's the thing that brings us back? The thing that brings us back is Avraham. Shehu reishis hatchalatam k'mo shefer. So like the whole symbolism, like you see this imagery. You see this like bad thing coming down, and Avram has to chase it away. So he's saying that what's really being said here is that when things get ugly and our enemies are coming to destroy us, what we have is Avram chasing away, as if to say it's because Avram that allows us to come back and to be able to overcome our enemies and be able to also do tshuva. So right, v'yeshav otam Avram b'tshuva. So it's like a very interesting thing. He's like saying like what's going on in this, like when you step and you read the Brisbane of Sermon, what's going on there and all this back and forth, it's like what's going on? It's to give us this imagery and the symbolism of what's, you know, ultimately it's Avram that's the one who's going to always be there as our core, as our, you know, and our starting point, and therefore, and even if it goes really bad, and we see that in history, we see that Moshe turns to God, and he says, like, you know, like, don't throw in the towel on them, because our beginning is that good. Now, and don't be questioning when the Medrash comes down and says that these three different types of animals are also symbolic of the nations. The Torah Gozal Haim Remez the Israel, and the Torah Gozal, that the birds are actually a Remez the Israel, Shnei Gram Yona. Kibavadai Hamara Hazeh Yeshlo Panim L'chol Tzad. So he's saying, like, the Medrash is going to look at this and it's going to give us different interpretations. And if something doesn't seem to go consistent with the other one, it's because it does. It's not consistent with the other one. There are multiple things going on here that can be understood here. So that if in one understanding you're going to say that the birds are a remnant to Klal Yisrael, another understanding will be completely different, right? And they're elu ve'elu, and they both like they can coexist because there's a lot of different aspects here. Mitchalek l'inyanim harbe. Because when you're comparing, so how do you compare? So if you're going to say that these birds, in comparison to the big animals, so then the birds will be compared to Yisrael. So in the imagery of like size, right? So these are the big guys and these are the small ones, and you guys are always compared to small. So in that case, that's a mashal to Klal Yisrael. Or those who make themselves small. Right. So either we're small in number, or here he's saying that we're small in the sense that we make ourselves small. But at the same time, the same image could be interpreted completely different as indicating Edom, Shehem Kitanim Ba'atzmam, Ve'osim Atzmam Gedolim. They're really small and they make themselves out to be big. Right? So you see this, right? So it's like, but what he's saying is, what's amazing about this is, we like to keep things and make it simplified and like, you know, it's like, this is, it only can be one thing. He's saying, you know what? You could take the same Ma'amar Chazal, I mean, sorry, you could take the same we're saying again, something that a Torah passage, right? And say, this is going to be interpreted, and you'll have midrashim that seem to contradict. I'm like, no, it's that, depends how you want to look at it. There are different ways that you can play with this. And he says that there are actually multiple things that are being messaged within the same thing. And they can be completely opposite, right? So, Klal Adavar, Hamar HaZehu, Sheher Lo HaDvarim HaTidim. But the bottom line is, what Avram was seeing at the Brisbane and Misarim was the future. Ki Avraham, who Shahaya Rosh Ve'ikar Yisrael. Because Avram is the starting point. He's the Rosh, he's the essence of what Yisrael is. V'yadua ki achar hatchalas hadavar yimshach hakol. And that this, we have an idea that the way you, you know, the first impression is everything, or the starting point really dictates how things will play. Sha'inyan notin kach yimshach hakol achar hatchala. But this idea is that everything kind of flows from the starting point. V'achshav hu hatchalas bechiras Avram b'mashe karasimo bris. So here, this is really the starting point of Avraham, in the sense that this is where the bris is being made. V'heralo kol davar asher yimshach. And so now he's saying, if we're starting here, which is again interesting. So here we have Bereishis Tesvav, which is coming after Lech Lecha, at least in the way the Torah dictates it to us, or lays it out. Chronologically, it could be that this came 5 years before Lech Lecha. Okay? But either way, what he's saying here is that no matter how you play it, the first here, it's like one thing to say go and to, you know, leave your place and go to the other place. Here at the bris bin Rasarim is the beginning, is where the nay of a bris that's being made. And that's like the starting point. And so therefore, within this thing, he's going to say, now we're talking about where what's going to be. I'm telling you what's going to be, not just now, but in the future as well. V'heralo kol davar asher yimshach. So it's like, here's the deal. Right, so that, but then it goes on. The history of the whole Jewish people is going to be laid out here in Remiza, right? In cloaked in this, but it's being hinted here, right? So now this is interesting. So the astrologers or whatever they are, they say that when a person is born, when a person's born, mamish, that this idea that you can actually tell exactly what's going to be with that person the rest of their life. Okay? But the idea is because that starting point really dictates everything that's going to play. So that beginning, that's why like the first are like so important, based on this idea that it, from that starting point, it all kind of flows. So too, when he made this bris with Avram, he shar rishona shar lakach HaKadosh Baruch Hu oto elav. This is the first time, this is the first moment when it really becomes that Hashem takes Avram for himself. Kulam asher ro'i lavo al Yisrael. And so therefore, since this is the starting point, he's going to tell him, like in a way, it's all flows from there. By the way, they talk about this, or he talks about it. He says here, Ba'osa shah yucha liros kol mikarav asher heim atidim, like lavo alav kol yamav, that when a person's born, it's not just the month and the day, but the hour. I don't know if you ever heard that. Like, if you really want to know, like, who you are and what your story is, down to like the minute.
Yeah, but how do you type it all
that? What do you mean?
How do you know what all that means?
Yeah.
Where's the book?
where
look it up. Who knows what the hour means with the thing?
There are people. I know this. Yeah. Yeah. There's
You got guys.
There's an app. There's an app for it.
You never.
Having palms.
You've heard, right? There are people like that.
No, but I mean real people, not like.
I don't know about that. Real people. No, no.
Other real people.
The same people, like the when I was, some guy came over to me in shul in Atlanta. He started saying things to me. Like he was a little bit off, and he was in like, you should know, but you know, I started giving this whole thing about this. You know, this group, they're in Saudi Arabia, those guys, that's the lost tribe of Yosef, and then he's going on with people in Iraq, and that's the lost tribe. I'm like going, mm-hmm. Like he was going on this whole thing, I'm like, it, whatever. But it was interesting. He might actually be right. Right. You know, they say they showed them how the, I was kind of like, okay. So maybe, I don't know, the real people. Yeah, but they say there's a science to this idea, that people like study this, whatever it means, okay. But clearly this idea that the starting point, everything flows from there.
I guarantee if you'd said, go to this and this place or whatever, we'd all be there like tonight making a
right, to find out.
Like, who doesn't want to know that?
I can tell you exactly. It's like, oh, man, it's
right on. There's a lot of like the self-help
books, they always say, like, make your bed in the morning. Like, it's all about how you start your day. Okay, you make your bed in the morning.
Right, so that's why Mo Dehani, you get up in the morning.
Right,
it's
like, it affects the rest of the day. It's the same idea.
Right.
So this, I mean, but it's, what's here, one of the takeaways from this is that he's basically telling us that this bris is the starting point of all of history for the Jewish people. Right, that's why this is so important. Like, understand what's happening here is so defining in terms of who we are. So that's why so much time is spending like to like really like delve into it, because this is where Hashem takes Avram. You hear like what he's saying here? He's saying, this is Hashavu Hatchalas Bechiras Avram. This is really the first where he's really choosing Avram, and where he makes this Prisas Bris. And so therefore everything that's gonna flow, it's gonna flow from here. So it's very, very interesting. As opposed to Lech Lecha, right? It's like he's saying this, a bris ben Rasam, that's the real, where they become intertwined. Now, with Midrash Rabbos, Beparshas Lech Lecha, Rav Yudan, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chad Amar Ha'olam Hazeh Heralo, Ha'olam Havalo Heralo. So one said that what did Hashem show him? Just this world, but not the next world. Ba'achrona Amar, Omer, Af ha'olam haba heralo. Not only did he show him this world, but the next world as well. Rab Rechia Amar, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Chad Amar, Ad Hayom Hazeh Gilalo, the Chad Amar Ad Hayom Ahu Gilalo. That day, Ad Hayom Hazeh, he showed him. And one says that until that day, Ahu. Now, what's the difference between Hazeh and Ahu? Now, with Perish Machlokotam, Ibnesha Avram Hayabolam Azeh, so since Avram's living in this world, Lachach Heralo, Kol Hadvaram Hanim Shacham Achar Hadchal, he's going to show him everything that's going to flow from the beginning. The Hainu Halam Azeh, but this world of Aolam Abba, Mitzachahu Olam Acher, Lo Yomar Bazeh, Sheherod Mash Nim Shach Achar Hadchal. Right? So that's, he's just showing him the continuation of this world, and so therefore, only this world. But the other one says, "Va'ochranan Omer Sha'af Olam Haba Heralo, Ki Kol Hu Bekoach Avram." So it's not just limited to this world, but everything's really going to be dependent. It's all stemming from the power of Avram. Shahaya Reishis Binyan Shel Olam Kasher Manu Pamim Harve. So Avram is the cornerstone, right? He's the beginning of this world, like we've said before. Many times, he says, "Begam hu reishis binyan ha'olam hazeh nimshach gam kein acharav ha'olam haba." So it's like, understand that it's not just this world, but the next world as well. That is an extension of this world. Sha'olam haba ba achar ha'olam hazeh. It's the next world that comes. It's a continuation or extension of this world. Nimshach acharav lafichach svir le shegam olam haba heralo. So Avram's being shown not just this world, but that which anything that is going to be a continuation or an extension from that place. So if he's the beginning point of that, so then everything else that goes from there is going to also be revealed, which is interesting, right? So it's not just limited according to the second Shita, but it's actually the next world as well. Or let's call it the other reality. The idea of Olam Haba is that there's this parallel universe that's running. So that's the Olam Haba. That Olam Haba exists. You see this in the writings of the Rambam. When he talks about Hilchos Teshuva, he starts, if you go and open up Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam, and you read through it, you start seeing, like, why is he talking about, within the realm of Teshuva, the idea of Olam Haba? It's like going, and so, like, the idea of Olam Haba is a place, it's a reality that exists parallel to this universe. It's not like that it's coming after, although there are elements of Olam Haba as well that come after this existence that we have. But even within this world, he talks about the idea that tshuva impacts and Olam Haba. So you have to look at that and see what Rambam's kind of talking about that. So in this, it's interesting how he refers to the idea that Olam Haza and Olam Haba would be a continuation, an extension of that. Okay, either way. Now, in this next machlokas. Machlokas of Elezer Yossi, Shemisover ad hayom hazeh heralo, till this day, ad hayom hazeh heralo, he showed him, Ratzalomar, hadvar mashayu bolam hazeh, avololi mos hamashiach, right, in this world, but not the days of Mashiach. Ki yemei haMashiach nikram yom hahu. It's the day, right? It's the day. So yom haMashiach, so he's only showing hazeh, but not hahu. Bavor ha-helam, ha-helam hayom hahu. So therefore, so he's only, right, because ki yemei haMashiach nikram yom hahu. Okay. So this, so Mashiach is called the day because the fact it's a covered day. Ha'alem ha'yomahu. V'le'idach af yimos Mashiach shenikra yomahu heralo. But the idea, it's interesting. It's the day that's covered. It's like it's hidden, which we don't, right? We always try to like figure out when is it going to be. It's that, or it's the day. And so therefore, he didn't want to show it to him, or he didn't show it to him. And then the other says, no, that he's shown him everything. So Odsha, so what else did he show him? Okay, so check this out. He shows him Gam Kriyas Yamsof, Herala. Shenemar, come here. Okay, so now he also shows him Kriyas Yamsof. Shenemar, Asher Avar Bein Hagzarim. Because he goes through the cuttings, right? So here Avram's coming, and he's going through the split. So this v'nemar ligzor yam sof ligzarim, and it says in Tehillim when it's talking about the kriyas yam sof, also this gozer ligzarim. So you see that the psalmist is making is bringing in the same words as that which we see by the bris ben b'sar. So birba said davar muflamod. Ki herala Avram hamala hagdola shayesh li Yisrael shehem mushlim al olam hateva mushlim al olam hateva shateva nidchem ipnehem. So the idea is that this amazing thing that Hashem showed Avram this loftiness that is unique to Klal Yisrael, that we are Moshe, we are in control of the world of nature, and that to the point where nature, the natural, is pushed away from us. V'hayazeh b'kriyas yamsof, which is what we saw at kriyas yamsof, shahayta hateva nidches mepehem. And we see that nature was suspended for the Jewish people. V'harazeh la'avram b'masha avar ben exarim. And he showed this to Avram when he went through the split animals. Ki hagzarim ha'elu morim al hadvarim ha'chomrim. Because what is, you want to show what's the most physical thing, right? Is the idea of an animal, right? Shekol behema hi chomrit. Because the animal is completely physical, right? V'kasher haya over bein hagzarim. So now when he goes through the splittings of the animals, which is the representation of ultimate physicality, Mora Shabris Sheish LaAvram Ima Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hu LeMala Min HaTeva. Because so now what's being expressed here is that this covenant that's made with Avram, with Hashem, is something that's above nature. The Hanhagatosha Noegim Avram Hu Aidei Bitel HaTeva, and that this whole relationship and how he's going to conduct himself with Avram, Hashem, that is going to be with the negation of the natural. Lechach Haya Over Bein Exarim. And that's why he splits them through, and he brings them through the splitting of the physical. Lomar ki hanhagas hakadosh baruch hu im Avram bebitul hateva v'lidchot ota. So the nature of the relationship that Hashem is going to have with Avram and his offspring is going to be the negation of nature or pushing it away. Lachein heralo v'zeh kriyas yamsof. So this is where you can see the same model is the idea of what's going to happen at kriyas yamsof. V'tityashev b'dvarim ha'elu. Echad le'echad, v'timsa dvarim niflaim ma'od ma'od. So he's saying, like, this idea, the symbolism is so deep of what he's showing Avram at this thing when he's bringing through. I'm bringing you through the physicality. I'm breaking through, and you and your family and your offspring is going to exist in a world that's beyond, that's above nature. And so, like on this, I remember Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He used to talk about this idea that we are the people. We, like, in a sense, live in Kriyas Yamsof. We live in a place that doesn't exist in the physical realm. So even though, like, we've been beaten up and destroyed and everything else, our existence is a testament. It's proof that we are above nature because we shouldn't be here now. So like it's coming. This is what is what's going on. So he's telling Avram, you know who you are. You and your kids and you're going to exist in a place that's banning Zaram. You're above nature. It's a place that doesn't really belong in this physical realm. So now the Haralo, Oda Kadosh Baruch Hu Inyan Shibud Dal Machios Asher Yishtabdu Bebanav. He also showed him the four different exiles that we're going to go through. And this again, these are like the essential or essential things that are going to go on to his offspring. What's the pasuk says? Ema chashecha gedolim nafel asalav. Right. So you see. So now, what's the symbolism? We said that in this, you have the four malchios, the four exiles are going to be hinted here. Now, it's a machlokas exactly how you understand it. Ema, fear, that's Bavel. Shenemra, ba'adin, nevuchadnetzer, hitmaleh, chema. Okay, so that in the time where within the nevuchadnetzer, there was, like anger, right? Chashecha, zo madai, sheachshichu anehem shayisrael, bitzom v'tanis. So madai, which is Persia, they darken the eyes of the Jewish people through having to fast. We'll see what that means. Gedola ze Yavan, Shema Medes, Shishim Duchsim, Shishim Afarchin, Shishim Astralsim. So they're Gedola because they had 60 of these things, 60 of that, 60 of that. I'm not sure. We'll see what that means. Nofel ze Adam. And then falling is referring to Edom, Shenemar, Amakol, or Mikol Naflam, Ra'ash Haaretz. Rasharetz. Okay, so in Beyesh Machlif in Nofel is Bavel Shnemar. So then there are others that learn it differently. That Nofel is falling is Bavel, as it says Nafla Bavel. Gedola Zamada Shnemar Achar Advarim Ha'ila Gidel Hamelech Etaman Chashecha Zal Yavon Shechshicha Aneim Shaisrael Bigzirotan Emoz or Edom Dersev Ba'aru Chavoya Amatni V'Tekipa. Now, so he's going to explain all that stuff. Let's see. That was basically. Is that what is this? This is a Bracious Rabba. Fine. So what's going on here? So da. Ki ein machlokas elu hapirushim bebir hamilot belvad. So this machlokas is not just in the actual words of how to apply ema chashecha gedolas mafelas. Right? It's not just that. Aval kol echad mefarish inyan dal malchios elu. But really, each one is trying to explain the nature of these four malchios, these four exiles. Ki yadua shebabal hu reisha didahava. We know that what? The Bavel is the head of the gold. Shahayu Mekablin Kocha Mimida Shemimena HaZahav. Right, so it's getting its Mida, its characteristic is coming from the idea of gold. Neha Mida HaZot Nimsa Bahen Ha'ema. And from that Mida you find the idea of fear. Ki Ha'ema Nimsheches Min Mida Zot Shemida Sadin. Because the idea of fear is coming from that of strict judgment. So therefore, it's like association of Bavel to that idea of like strict, hard din.
Okay. Because of Zav?
Zav has this idea of like very powerful, very powerful and very exact. I'm just presenting. But that's it, yeah, I guess, right? But he's saying, like, there's a lot of, as again, there's a lot of play here in the sense that there's, you see, like, I guess, there, you know, part of what it comes down to is, like, who are these different exiles? What were they about? And then looking at that and then working it back, maybe reverse engineering into the words of who is the Emo, who's the Chashecha, who's the Gedola, who's the Nefelas? But you'll see here, it's very interesting how look at how he says it here. Chashecha zo madai, yadua ki madai muchan lahadir et Yisrael. So madai is here. Normally we think of, when you say darkness, what do you think of? If you have Greece, you have Persia, you have Edom, which is Rome, and you have Babel. Who's darkness?
Greece.
Here he's saying it's the Persians, right? So it's interesting. So he's saying here, yadua ki madai muchan lahadir et Yisrael, ze nikra chashecha. They want to make them like go away, right? So the hadir or heder is like to create a vacuum. So zeh nikra chashecha. So that's darkness. Ki hametzias nikra or, because reality or existing is light. The Ha'adar Nikra Choshech. So the idea of a vacuum is darkness. So they want to like make us go away. The truth is, during Madai, Persia, you have an Ahasuerus that gives us Haman, who wants to wipe us out. It's not about you can't practice religion, it's you're gone, right? So the idea of like annihilation. Zeu agorim shenatan hamelach yad haman zereisav shekocho nimshach min asamael la'abed yisrael chasashol. So he's saying that when you want to look at it from that perspective, Madai, Persia, becomes darkness because what they really want to do is they just want to get rid of us. They want to create a vacuum where there's no Jewish people, right? And so therefore, Ahasuerush brings us Haman. He takes the power of Amalek, which is going to use to like try to like wipe us out, which is what you see later on, unfortunately, is you see with not, you know, with Hitler, he's coming from that place where he just wants to completely obliterate us.
But that's also sort of Edom, right?
Right. Well, there's a lot of this. Right. It's a lot of yes.
It's going back all the way to Amalek.
But right. But that's right. Right. Yes. 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 And but you see, what's crazy is like the mixture of a lot of different forces that are going into like let's say like what the Nazis were. It's not just Amalek, but maybe it's more. You know, the but it's going back to the Edom mix in there with the Christianity and all that. It's like there's a lot going on there now. But either way, Lachach, now we're talking Madai here, we're back on Persia, therefore it's darkness of Madai. V'avein ma sh'amar she'hechshicha enayim shal Yisrael b'tzom v'tanas, she'hezeu ba'atzmo bitul v'heder ha'adam ayidei tzom v'tanas. And that also kind of plays, if you want to talk about darkness or bring darkness to the eyes of the Jewish people through fasting, because that is also the ability of negating the person, right? Through what? Through fasting. Through Tanis. Okay. Then in this explanation, he's going to say Gedola then becomes Yavan, as opposed to darkness, which we'll see will be Yavan as well. Here he says Gedola could be associated with Yavan. Neshem amadas shishim duchsin v'chulei. V'hadvarma elu yiduin me'inyan Yavan sheyesh la riboy shel shishim. She said like this idea of this, the play on 60. Bimnei shehi malchus shlishit, because it's the third of the exiles, the third of the kingdoms, v'hashlishi hu hatchalas hariboy, and three is the beginning of multiplicity. Even though two is right, but three is already, I guess, the big is where expansion becomes greater. So amru chachamim yamim shnayim rabim shlosha ratzavazek hi hatchalas hariboy hu shlosha. So really, the beginning of riboy is three, not two, but three. Lachach Malchus Yavan, which is the third, Haita Gedola Mimruba Bishrarotum Mishalot. And since it's the third to come along, it's big, it's strong, it's powerful. Acha Haita Bamadas Shishim Duchsim, Ki Shishim Nemar Al Riboy B'chamakum. So he's saying that he's playing on whatever these things are, Duchsim, whatever these things are, he's saying the focus is on the idea of the 60. Okay, so that's where you could understand Greece as being that of gadol, of big. And then the third one is nofeles, zeu adam. Yesh l'chol adas, lama nikra edom nofeles. Why is it called falling? Ki tipol lashon nefila mimakom gavoa mod. Because when you fall, you have to be high, right? The higher they are, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's what he's saying. V'zeh yikra nefila kedachsiv im tagbia kenesher kanecha misham or oridcha. Right? So from the height of where you are, that's where I'll drop you. Okay, now. So when you understand these four, you should know kishlosha malchios kol echad v'achad haita moshel v'yisrael binyan yuchar. You understand that each of these three were they ruled over and they were Moshe over the Jewish people in a specific thing. V'yesh ba'adam gimel dvarim guf v'nefesh v'seichel. A person has the physical body. You have the nefesh, which I guess is more of the soul, and you have the seichel, you have the mind. So shlosha malos zo al gabe zo. These things, one on top of the other. The malchus bavel lo haya rotza rak l'shabed otam begof. When it came to bavel, all they wanted to be able to dominate and to be in control of just our physical body. Kilsiv heviu atz mechem ba'ol melech bavel v'chiu. Right? So he just wanted to control us. And so we see that they only wanted to do was control us physically. That already they wanted to kill us when it came to Yavan. I'm sorry, Madai. The Machlis Yavan Levatel Otami Tarasan, whereas Greece wanted to take over and like stop us from learning Torah. Shehi Shlemos Hasechal, which is where we're able to make ourselves whole when it comes to the intellect. So that's where you see. So you see, Bavel is physical, but to control the body, Madai comes along to. Yeah, right? The Persians want to destroy us physically. Then the third is to get into our.
And they still do.
What?
The Persians.
The Persians.
I don't quit.
Okay, or it's interesting. The Malchus Revius Bishloshim Shavim Mehem. When it comes to the fourth, it combines all three. Okay? But all the Harugay Malchus, Vigazu Shaloyit Askar B'Torah. The Zeman making Malchus Revius Shkula Kenegid Gemalchus. What happens is the fourth one comes along and it actually is a conglomerate of the first three. V'davers that Timsam Mavur B'Yivar Yikrayabar Parsha Shmini. Okay? So he says, I brought down this idea that the fourth one is going to have a combination of the first three. So, V'lefichach Malchus Bavel Nikra Ema Shazeu Mora Chashivus She'ema To Mutelas Alacher. Right, the idea that Bavel had this fear factor, right? Because right, so they were able to make people fear them. The ain hachash of mevakeish rak shara, right? All he wants is to have power. Umadai nikra chashecha shachoshech hu hader lachach haya mevakeish chas v'shalom lachalad Yisrael. Again, back to this idea that Madai wanted to just completely wipe us out, like what you say is very current. And Yavan Nikras Gedola, Shem Ne Gedulatam, Hayu Rotzim Levatal Torah, Shayu Mekanim Behem Ve'in Gadol Mitkane Rak Begadol Shekamoto. And then when it came to Yavan, it's understanding it's his being big, because they want to be Mevatal Torah, and they're jealous of that. And something that's, but it's interesting, In Gadol Mitkane Rak Begadol Shekamoto. There's something very interesting that he's saying that Greece has is on the level. They're almost on that our level. And that's why they're jealous of us. Now, that's one way of understanding. That's one approach. And then the other approach is Yesh Machlifin.
They just banned Shkita.
Who?
Greeks.
Did they really?
Greeks, yeah. But this was an hour ago. They just banned Shkita.
It's interesting. Israel gets along pretty well with the Greeks. Greece. What do they have any Jews there?
Probably against our peasants.
Interesting.
You mean to screw with the Arabs?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
We just have to pull in because
yeah, so exactly. It's how they like go home, go back. Now, there are others that understand like this. Yesh nachlifen, nofeled zo bavel. That actually is completely the opposite. Here we said nofeled was the last one. Now we're saying nofeled is the first one. Dechsev nafla bavel. Perish lefisha nikra. Resha to the Hava, since Bavel is considered to be the top, Varoshu Ba'ayon Begova, the head is on the top and it's high. Lefichach Nichra of Hashpalatah Nefila. Therefore, when it falls down, when it comes down, it's called falling. Okay, Gedola, that's Madai. Shenamar Achar Had Vemayel Gidel Hamelech Et Haman. So now we're going to associate Madai Persia with big, because when after that he made. The king made Haman big. Inyan zeshal gidol remez al malchus madai shehu megadol at Haman. So this is a crazy thing. You think about it, the guy is the king, and he takes this other person and he makes him even more powerful. It's the strangest thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's weird. Like here, I'm the guy who's supposed to have all the power, and now I'm handing off and I'm empowering this other person to become even bigger than me per se. Kasha armu b'medrash shahaya achashverosh megadol at Haman yoter mimenu. He actually made him bigger than himself. The Chacham Rebbe Medrash, Vayasem et Kaso, right? Shahaya Ose Lo Bima Lamala Bimimaso. He actually gave he gave Haman a higher platform than his own. V'hu Legodel Koach Amalek. He wanted to make the power of Amalek even greater. Shanamar Ki Yadal Kes Ka V'chulei. Mizeh tavin godel koach Haman. So now here, understand how the power of Haman. Shu zera malek, right? Shalav b'frat amar milchama l'Hashem b'amalek. V'laficha chaya Haman. So now Haman, shehu mizera amalek, ro'i l'gedula yot min achashverosh. So here, the Haman, because of where he's coming from, is actually really set up to be even greater than Achashverosh. V'ro'i sheyikra malchus zeh gadol. Shari yesh ben bo gedula yesera al yedei Haman. This the gedula of Mada is coming from the fact that he's got a Malek there. Okay, now listen to this. Ve'ein lahakshos ki davar zeh lo haya gedula l'achashverosh. You might think that, what, this is nothing. Why would you consider that gedula for Achashverosh? Adar b'haya shiflus davar zeh alav. It makes him look bad. Zeh ein kasha. It's not a question. The sof hayamalchus ze miyuchad bedavar ze, that actually at the end this kingdom is unique in this way. Lahagdil adam sheyeh gadol meod. That is the whole purpose of the, or the whole, like what's going on with this kingdom, is that he's set up to make this person bigger. Masha hayamagdil oto yoter min amalchus. He's now taking him above the royalty, above the crown. Because he's thinking, as I make this guy greater, it's gonna actually elevate my kingdom. Because if I have in my kingdom this person that's so big, Shahaya Gadol min Hamalchus, who's greater than the kingdom. Laficha Haya Gadola Zot. Inyan mi inyan avodah zara l'haman. So do you understand this? So that this whole thing that's going on is I'm taking this person, I'm elevating him to the point where he's greater than the kingdom. He's, so what am I making him into? I'm making him into a deity. V'zev sham remeder, shalohaya rotza mordechai l'shtachav oslo. Sh'asa asma avodah zara. So he, in essence, made himself into an avodah zara. It's pretty wild. So he's saying, this is, it's like, You're making a God. Yeah, he made him into God, and that, in that way, b'chosah shaya gadol min hamalchus, and that he's greater than the kingdom. Being gadol min hamalchus, raka elokut. What can be greater than the malchus? God. V'lachach amr gadol is a mada shehigdila haman yoter min hamalchus. So the whole thing, idea of like looking at that at Persia as gadol is because it was all about making and elevating this person into a deity, which is pretty wild. Which then you like think about it, it's like, what was going on there? What's he doing with, what's Achashverosh doing with Haman? But in essence, he's making him into a god.
And then how does he hang him and then make...
Because that already, he, you know, that's another question. But at least at the beginning... No, because whatever... Because then, unless Mordechai said, are you crazy? How can you, you're the king, make someone greater than you? You're nuts. And maybe, like they were able to, like, refocus him and realize, like, that's crazy. And therefore, he became... What is Mordechai after the fact? He's only a Mishnah Malach. Mm-hmm. Right, he's under the king. Like, okay, you got your senses back. You never make someone bigger than the king. But it's interesting that so here he's explaining. He wrote a sefer. The Maharal has a sefer on Purim as well. So it'd be interesting to see how he develops this idea. I don't remember. Like, we did a little bit of it, but I'd have to go back there now after seeing his development here, because he clearly, it's a very interesting idea. Yeah, or Chadash.
Why did he make him like a god? Was there
he thought, yeah, he thought that it would make him. In essence, it elevates him as well.
What do they call it?
So he saw a lot of potential in Haman.
There's clearly a lot of power there. You know, these are not stupid people. I don't think, like, Achashverosh is our Trump, you know, I don't know, whatever. But these are complicated people, but they're not stupid. So, like, Achashverosh saw something in Haman that said, I got to take this guy up, you know, whatever it is. And in the process, it will definitely make me better. Well, otherwise...
Wasn't he like an astrologer? We can read stars with his wife.
Who, Achashverosh?
I don't know.
Who, Haman? Achashverosh wanted... There's something that he saw in Achashverosh or something in Haman. you know, first, like on the Pashup Shad, is that he was his trusted advisor who told him different things and therefore he elevated him. But this makes more sense. Like, there's something about making someone into like God and being your, and the bigger he gets, the more it takes you up as well. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, if you think about it, the way they, I mean, Jesus didn't make himself out to God, to be God as much as the people that were around him made him into, you know, it's like this, you know, there's something about, and then we have, and I was going to say, you know, you have the president, this, and everybody's making him out, but it's, if it brings them up, but whatever, fine, let's leave it, let's keep it away from contemporary politics. Okay, next. Chashecha, this is the regular, the way we understand Greece. Shehaita mechashechas, emehem shel Yisrael begzeros. Ibnei shamachus yavon, how you wrote sin levat, tell me Yisrael ha-Torah. They wanted to stop us from having a connection to the Torah. V'lefichach machus zeh, shegazra al mitzvah ha-Torah, shehi ha-or, because Torah is always compared to kinar mitzvah ha-Torah or, right, the light analogy that Torah is. So if they wanted to take us away from that light of Torah, so then they are associated with darkness.
So that matches what's in the Bereshis, the beginning of Bereshis, where it's hinting to the same form.
Right? Yes. Right. And it's more right. It's more in line with that. And Ema zo Edom, v'mnei shehit tekifa ve'amatni. It's strong. It's powerful. Therefore, the fear. Kasher amar hakasa v'kasher tidakdei v'pirush hazeh timsaki l'shnei apirushim kol mila v'mila mora al etzem amalchus. But he's saying, like, understand that when they're talking about like what word you associate with each kingdom, what he's really they're trying to understand to the what was the nature, what's the essence of that kingdom? You know, what were they about? You know, so he's saying, you know, they're arguing about. What is the essence of each of those kingdoms? Okay? So now, Ocham by Yi HaShemesh Lavo. And so at the end of this image, we see that the sun is coming to set. V'alta haya v'hinei tanor ashan v'lapid esh asher avar ben exam. So then you have this like fireball coming through. Rebbe Shimon ben Abba Mishum Rav Yochanan dal dvaram hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was he conveying in this image here? Gehenim, the Malchus, Matan Torah, the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting. So in that image of like a fire, right? He's like this ball of fire. You have both positive and negative. You have exiles in Gehenna, and you have the Torah being given in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lo, kol zman shebanecha oskim b'shtayim, yinatz l'b'shtayim. So as long as they're busy with the two things, which would be Torah and Beis HaMikdash, then they'll be saved from the other two, which is exile and Gehenna. Parshim b'shtayim, if they go away from those two things, then noflim b'shtayim. Amar lo, which one do you want them to fall into? Is it going to be Gehenim or Malchus? Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar Avram barar lo haMalchus. He saw Avram chose Malchus, the exiles. Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Amar Avram birar et haGehenim. He actually chose Gehenim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu birar lo haMalchus, but Hashem chose the exiles. Ki haMalchus nikra tanor esh. So when you talk about Malchus, you're talking about it's like a cauldron. It's like a hot thing. She'ein ha'ashan sorif b'chazak. Okay, I'm sorry. It's tanur ashan. It's a smoker. She'ein ha'ashan sorif b'chazak. V'nikra ha'gehenim la'pidesh. Whereas when it comes to Gehenim, it's already like a real like intense fire. Kalape ha'malchus she'ein ashan. Okay. So v'heralo ha'torah b'beis ha'mikdash. Ha'torah heralo sharei karbonos elu. Eglim Shaleshes, Rumzin ala Karbonos, Shehim Batara. The Chin Heralo Beis HaMikdash, Shahari HaKarbonos, Makrivim, that was the easier one. The comparison to Beis HaMikdash with the Karbonos, that I get. The idea of the Eglim Mishuleshes is to teach you also about Karbonos equaling Torah, fine. The Cholzman Shaoskin Banecha, Bishtaim, Shehim HaTorah, Beis HaMikdash, Nitzlu Mishtaim, Ki Kamosha Ba'adam, Halev, Hamoach, Iker Ha'adam. So we know that by a person, that the heart and the mind, that is what the essence of the person is. Halev shemimenu hachiyot, right? So from the heart you have, it's the place of life. V'hamoach shesham hasecha, and the mind is, the head is where the idea of the intellect is, the mind. Kach bechlav ha'olam, beis hamikdash v'tor ikar mitzias ha'olam. So too, when it comes to the world, the beis hamikdash and the Torah are the essence of true existence in this world. Kemosh halev hu be'emsa adam. So just like what the heart is in the center of the person, and from there all life is spread through all the other parts of the body. So too, the Beis HaMikdash be'emsa olam. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash sits in the middle of the world, Middle East, right? And from there, all the worlds, all of the lands get its life and all of its prosperity. And the Torah is the intellect, it's the mind of the world. And so that's how we understand the Torah and the Beis HaMikdash are really the essence of things that are alive. The elu shnei dvarim heim tzmudim b'yachad tamen. Those things, they always have to be together. Ki beis hamikdash hu ba'aretz v'hu shleimus ha'olam hagashmi v'hatorah hu hislechles. So the beis hamikdash is in the land. It's what brings us wholeness in the world of the physical. And the Torah is the intellect. L'fichach al elu shnei dvarim omrim tamid. And that's why we always say at the end, right? We say it together. We always put these two together. Here at some sheibana beis hamikdash from here v'yameinu v'sin chalkinu v'sar secha lomar sheyitain chelko b'davar shenechshav metzias dafka v'lo b'davar metelim. So every time we finish off, we always say you should build the beis hamikdash, and it should give us a piece of the Torah because they go hand in hand. Because if you get the chelek. Right, that's b'davar shenechshav metzias dafka. This is something that's real. This is what's eternal, and not something that's dvarim b'talim. Mipnei she'elu shnehem ikar hametzias. And so, because what the Beis HaMikdash and the Torah, that is the essence of reality. Kasher heim oskim b'shtayim elu. So that's why when we are involved in Torah and Beis HaMikdash avoda, then we're saved from yinatzlu min ha'umos v'ha'gehenim. And therefore, we're saved from what he called before malchios, the exiles. And from the nations of the world, and from Gehenim. Because the truth is that the nations of the world and Gehenim, they really are not, they're not reality. Ki al ha'umos namar ki kol goyim tohu, right, the goyim are tohu, mikol shekena Gehenim shehu tzia v'choshech, ve'em yitzia sham. There's nothing really that's there that's real or long-lasting. L'chach pershu. Therefore, when they go away from the two things, Beis HaMikdash, or from the Avoda, and from Torah, we fall, Noflim B'Shtayim, Zeh HaPerish Barov Me'od. So that's interesting. So it all started when he said that imagery of the fireball coming through, all four things are represented to negate the other two. So V'Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'char Lecha Be'echa Mehem, Klomer, to choose one of them, he said to them. Klomer, meaning, B'necha Yikablu Hefseid, right, we're going to end up suffering. We're going to have loss from either what? From the exiles or from Gehenna. Ki kashem sheha Gehenna who have said, ka hamalchus heim avod, shebehem Yisrael avudim. Right, so through the exiles, we get lost. V'amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, she'avram birer lo hamalchus. So Avram chose the exiles. She'vada yoter mistaver levarer lo hamalchus. Ki hamalchus dinam yesh lo keitz. Because, so why did he choose the malchus? Because it eventually ends. It has an end point. Whereas Aval Gehenim Lo'olam, whereas Gehenim lasts forever. Now who's anyway doing daf? So we just have this, that Gehenim eventually runs out. You saw that? That those who will go, there's certain people that will go into Gehenim and will never emerge, but Gehenim will end, but they'll never come out. Something like that, right? So here, okay, Aval Gehenim Lo'olam, here he's saying this is, Gehenim is forever. Okay, so right here, and he's quoting, he quotes here, there's a Gemara about Messiah, Kol ha-yordim le-gehenim olim, chutz mishlosh ha-shiyordim ve-in olim, ve-eluhin, ha-bo'al eshes ish, ve-ha-malabim p'nei chaver b'im-rabim, ve-mechan ha-shem ra le-chaveru. Okay, so, but there was another thing which we had in Rosh Hashanah, right, that says something along the lines that, it could, but okay, here the understanding is it's forever. Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Abba, Svire Lehu, Sha'avram Bira Lo, Kagehenim. There's another sheet that says, no, he chose Gehenim. Shekein, Der Chatzadikim, Lisnaot, Osa Risha, right? Because what the Tzadik hates, he hates those who are evil. So the Tzadik doesn't want the evil to stay. According to the Shita, he chose Gehenim because he despises the evil. But Hashem, on the other hand, he's filled with rachamim. Hashem, on the other hand, what does he do? He doesn't want to destroy the guy. Rather, he makes him suffer to get him a kapara and to cleanse him and to save him from Gehenim. And therefore, birer lo hamalchus. And therefore, Hashem chose malchus. Because they'll go through the difficulties, and then it's as if they were, lost. But then you'll see otam Hakadosh Baruch Hu mehem. So then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will lift them up and make them into a new being. But when you go through all these things, you'll understand how true they are. So that's. So he's saying that, like, in this vision, it's the beginning point of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram is the starting point, and everything's going to flow from there. And then he shows him all these different things, and it's all the idea, like, in Torah, you have so many different layers. And so, like, as you go through, you can learn the same thing over and over again, and you can start seeing more and more things that are in here. And so he's saying here, you see that you can have midrashim that they seem to contradict each other. Like, how could it be that this, in this case, it's this way and it's the opposite the other way? And like he's answering, no, because in these things you have so many different layers of meaning and understanding that the midrashim are bringing out and the multiple layers that are embedded here. But that ultimately the takeaway for us is that we are fortunate to have come from Avram Avinu, who is the perfect goodness that starts the whole thing. And so therefore, even if we fall to the lowest places, we should know that we're always coming from that ultimately incredible place of Avram. And that Hashem is also saying, like we see that other cool thing, that the nature of our existence is always the Malam HaTeva. That there's something about the way, right? That there's something special and unique about the Jewish people that we kind of right above it. we never left the Yamsuf, as Rav Moshe Shapiro said. Nice. We live in that place, a place that really doesn't exist in the real world, but in the world of the Teva. It's above it.
That's why I didn't go to the show last week. Hashem, give me the business. I could be here. And I'm telling you that a guy just actually sent me a name of somebody I need to call. He's this guy. Will tell you whatever. Okay, but I'm cool. Go.
No, we're not living in nature. I don't have to.
I'm quick.
Carried away with that.
If you do, you go to another level. If you really do it.
A friend of mine. He said he got married a little bit earlier than everybody else, and he was not coming at night to YU. One time that whole year, one of the few times he went, he got dropped off. His wife had to go somewhere. Dropped off at the YU Beis Medrash at night. He's sitting there and a guy walks in, came back from a date. He's like depressed. He called him out and he started crying to him. He says, I'm being set up with the wrong girls. And he's like depressed, crying. And then he says, this is above my pay grade. He saw Mayor Tversky was in the Beis Medrash, and who also was kind of never really there at night. He called him and says, you gotta help me out here. So Mayor goes in, sits down with the guy. 10 minutes later, the guy comes out. The happiest guy. He says, what did he tell you? He said to me for 10 minutes, Shirach Shiduchim, it's 98% tefillah, 2% hishtadlus. 98% tefillah, fine. So the guy made him happy. Next girl he went out with, that's when he married. Next girl he went out with, he actually married, okay? Today, I was at Beth Abram. I saw this guy. I haven't seen him in years. Really? He was there. I pulled him aside. I said, is it true? He said, it's not true. I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, it's 100% tefillah.
Yeah. That's true.
That's right, yeah.